Today on Gardening in a Minute, planting poinsettias. Now that the holidays are over, consider saving your poinsettia to plant in your landscape. After the last frost, prune your poinsettia by removing the faded red bracts. Pick a spot where it'll receive full sun for most of the day. Poinsettias grow best in moist, well-drained, fertile soils. You'll need to pinch back your poinsettia several times during the summer. This helps create a full plant with lots of flower heads. Remember that poinsettias are tropical plants and must be protected from frosts and freezing weather. Also, make sure to keep your poinsettia away from artificial light sources at night during the fall, as this can delay or completely prevent flowering. With the right care, you'll be able to enjoy your poinsettia next year, too. For more information about poinsettias, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, landscaping to increase your home's value. It turns out what you've always heard is true. Adding curb appeal really can increase your home's value. According to the Florida Nursery Growers and Landscape Association, landscaping can increase resale value up to 14% and speed a sale by as much as 6 weeks. A University of Florida study echoes this. UF researchers enhanced the curb appeal of homes by replacing the turf grass, swapping out overgrown foundation plants for more appropriate ones, and adding colorful perennials. When real estate agents saw before and after photos, they favored the homes with updated landscapes, assigning them a higher value and predicting they'd sell quicker. So if your landscaping looks a little tired, try giving it a facelift. You may add value to your home. For more information about landscape design and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pansies and violas. Pansies and violas are charming, cold-tolerant annuals that you can plant now and enjoy through spring. Viola flowers are small, typically less than an inch across, while pansy flowers can be 2 to 3 inches wide. Pansies and violas come in a range of colors, including red, white, purple, yellow, and apricot. Some pansy flowers are a single bright color, while others have a dark center. Some also produce a sweet scent at dawn and dusk. Because they're compact plants, pansies and violas are ideal for borders, containers, and window boxes. They're also edible. Plant yours in a well-drained, rich soil where they'll receive plenty of sun and irrigate them only as needed. When temperatures warm up, you can replace them with more heat-tolerant plants. For more information about annuals and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Arbor Day. Arbor Day is a day for planting, celebrating, and appreciating trees. It was originally started by a Nebraska settler, J. Sterling Morton. States often select their own day to observe Arbor Day based on the best season for planting trees. Florida observes Arbor Day on the third Friday in January, and this year it falls on January 20th. You can celebrate Arbor Day by planting a young tree in your landscape or helping with tree plantings in your community. Trees can reduce home energy costs and raise the value of your property. You'll also add shade, greenery, and oxygen to the world. It's a labor of love and a commitment to environmental stewardship. Keep an eye out for Arbor Day celebrations in your community. For more information about trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, what is Florida-friendly landscaping? The Florida-friendly landscaping program protects Florida's natural resources by conserving water, reducing waste and pollution, creating wildlife habitat, and preventing erosion. From the fertilizers you apply to the water you use, your landscaping choices can have an impact on water and natural resources. What you do in your landscape matters. Any landscape can be Florida-friendly if it is designed and cared for according to the 9 Florida-friendly landscaping principles. These are right plant, right place, water efficiently, fertilize appropriately, mulch, attract wildlife, manage yard pests responsibly, recycle yard waste, reduce stormwater runoff, and protect the waterfront. Make your yard Florida-friendly by following these 9 principles. For more information about Florida-friendly landscaping, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFTFM.